Love Talk Radio.
Are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, 1 through 6. My. Hallelujah. And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house.
Thank you, Jesus.
And there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I arose and went down to the potter's house.
Thank you, Jesus.
And behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? And the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. thank you, Lord. We thank God for our new edifice. Hallelujah. Thank God for our new building, a beautiful sanctuary and classrooms and offices. Hallelujah. Child care room. Hallelujah. We'll let you know the moving date. Hallelujah. We thank God for all he's done and doing and going to do. Hallelujah. We thank God for being able to support Dr. Helene Russell as she goes back and forth to Uganda, doing a mighty work there. When you come to church, don't forget to bring your pennies. Drop into the jar for Uganda. Hallelujah. So we can continue to support her. Hallelujah. Not just in prayer, but in finances too. Hallelujah. Don't forget to visit the ministry's website. Go to RYMMI.org and see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. Hallelujah. And we also have a new cash app. There's $TPH, which stands for the Potter's House, 2023. Hallelujah. There's $TPH, 2023. Hallelujah. Don't forget, the first and second Sundays of the month is the Potter's House Challenge. And that is knowing the family confession of faith by heart. Hallelujah. And also the first and second Sundays of the month is the Pastor's Corner of yours truly. The third Sunday of the month is the Birthday Corner with Sister Angie. Hallelujah. Celebrating the birthdays of the people in the congregation with a card and a gift. Hallelujah. Then the fourth, and also the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. Where the young people, ages 4 to 17 to 18, they are learning the word of God by Elder QB Stevenson. Hallelujah. Come bring your grandchildren, your children out. Hallelujah. Your neighborhood children out. Hallelujah. They all need to be taught about the Lord. Hallelujah. Then on the fourth Sunday also, they are able to have a presentation to the congregation on what they have learned in Good News Youth Club. That's also the Sunday that we have a visiting minister that comes in. Hallelujah, to preach the word of God to us. Hallelujah. And after that natural meal, we have a spiritual meal. Hallelujah. That's every month. Hallelujah. On the fourth Sunday, we have a visitor or someone different. Hallelujah. To break the bread of life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then we have a free fellowship meal, hallelujah, afterwards, hallelujah, free of charge to you. Sit around the table and enjoy the fellowship with the saints of God, hallelujah. Right now, the young people are having a fundraiser. They are selling scripture wristbands, a bag of five for $5. They are a good witnessing tool, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You witness to somebody about the Lord Jesus and then give them a gift and watch the shock on their face. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You can buy several bags and hook them up with your clothing every day. Whatever dress, whatever color you have on, hallelujah, find a wristband to match it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Encourage yourself all day long. Read the word of God wrapped around your arm. Hallelujah. Bless someone with it. Hallelujah. The cashier in the store, the cab driver, the Uber driver. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, the mailman, and watch their faces light up after they get over the shock. Hallelujah. Someone giving them a gift. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's done and doing. We thank God for our washing stations, our shower stations in northeast, southwest Baltimore City, for the homeless. We thank God for being able to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills, being a blessing in their life. Hallelujah. And thank God for the Lord adding on to the church through the homeless ministry. We thank God for all that we're able to do for them. Hallelujah. Much larger scale. We thank God for all the families we're able to feed and just bless in different areas. We thank God for all that he's doing through this ministry. Continue to hold the ministry up in prayer. We now have postal partners. Anyone that is able to send a seed, sow a seed through our post office box, we are sending them a gift, a book of the month, or a love gift. Hallelujah. We're sending them something to say thank you for thinking of us. Hallelujah. We thank God for that and continue to keep us in prayer. Our post office box is the Potter's House, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Thank you so much. And it, even in, and also we're sending a gift to anyone that uses the Cash App. Sowing a seed to the Potter's House. Hallelujah. And I'm giving you what the Cash App is. Hallelujah. It's $TPH2023. Hallelujah. We thank God. Sow the seed according to the harvest that you want to reap. Hallelujah. Sow the seed according to the harvest you want to reap. And watch God do the job. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. May God and signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? Well, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer. Life with the need, yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. I know that my Redeemer lives.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you out there that intercede for others. You pray for others. There's some that may pray for us four and no more. But we thank God for those who don't feel put off or put upon to pray for others. Because guess what? Somebody prayed for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
They had us on their mind.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
They took a little time to pray for us.
Thank you, Jesus. Praying for us. Bless us.
I'm so glad they prayed.
Jesus. Yes, indeed.
I'm so glad they prayed for me.
Thank you, Father.
So, the word of the Lord says in James 5:16 that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. The word of the Lord says in Psalms 22:3, I think it says, he inhabits the praise of his people. So we thank God that when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
And we're going to place people's names into the atmosphere. A blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to thank God. We're going to start with our families and then we're going to work out. We're going to actually name names. We're going to call out loud. We're going to verbalize and articulate out loud the names of people. As we play the selection of prayer in the background, begin to name names. Call them out.
Yes.
And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings as we place people's names up into the atmosphere of blessings.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come, thy kingdom. Be done thy will. Like for me and my family, my wife.
Thank you, Lord, for making me glad. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For another Wednesday, young people. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What day is it? What day is it, y'all?
It's
birthday. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Halfway through the week. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I mean, it just came to me, part of the announcement, I forgot, that this coming Saturday is fifth Saturday, and we having a super Saturday with the young people. Hallelujah. They will be to the church at 10, having continental breakfast. Hallelujah. Then and suiting up in our gold T-shirts and using our caps and going downtown to the world's famous Lexington Market. Hallelujah. Passing out the word of God. Then going inside and having lunch. And then afterwards coming back to the church, taking off the T-shirts and caps. So we're going to go down there and change the world. Hallelujah. I tell you, world famous Lexington Market won't be the same. Hallelujah, when we leave. Thank you, Lord, for every opportunity that we have to pass out the word of God, to share the word of God with someone, to change their life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's this coming Saturday, and then this coming Sunday is Super Sunday. Hallelujah. You won't hear, the church won't be open for a regular service, but you still will be able to hear service from the archives. You still tune in as usual. Hallelujah, if you're unable to get here. Hallelujah, and you'll be able to hear a service that's been previously recorded. Hallelujah, but have fun with the family on Sunday. Ask God, what can you do with the family to have fun, have some fun with the family. Hallelujah, so much for the announcements that I've forgotten. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for another Wednesday that I had to encourage the young people. Hallelujah, and at first I want to read a scripture. And instead of reading it afterwards, I'm going to read it now. It's Galatians 6 and 9. And it says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in this season we shall reap if we faint not." And in the Amplified, it says, "Let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap if we do not give in." Hallelujah. And young people, it is so easy to become frustrated, to be, I guess, just want to throw the hat in. Y'all not the only ones that feel like sometimes just throwing the hat in and say, "Hey, later for this." But you know what? It may seem like you're the only one doing the job. It may seem like you're the only one that's getting there early, clearing out your space, doing whatever you're supposed to do. You see, it may seem like you're the only one listening to the supervisor. If you have sisters and brothers, it may seem like you're the only child that's listening to your parents, doing what you're supposed to do, even when the parents are not around. And a lot of you were able to get jobs this summer through Civic Works. Hallelujah. And a lot of young people, a lot of your coworkers may not have had a job before, or may not even have someone at home telling them how to have good work ethics, not telling them, okay, if you do at work at 8:30, get there a few minutes early. So they may not have somebody like that in their life. So therefore, when you get there and you see what they're doing, you've already had some good training. But you see them being slack, being lax. When the supervisor's head is turned, they're doing whatever they want to do. They're sneaking things in their pocket from the job. They're doing different things. They're going out to lunch if they're allowed to go out to lunch. They're not even supposed to even go out to lunch. They're supposed to have their lunch right there on the site when you work with Youth Works. But then they're going out, sneaking out, smoking a cigarette, sneaking out, taking advantage of time that they aren't supposed to be, and then coming back late. How dare they? And then sometimes they may even get an attitude at the supervisor, because the supervisor pulls them in the office and talks to them and, you know, let them know, "Hey, you only have such amount of minutes for lunch. Please keep an eye on your clock, on your watch when you go out, okay?" But you know what? Don't get discouraged. Don't worry about them. Hallelujah. I know it's easy to get frustrated at your peers. You may have to deal with bad attitudes, other people that think they are privileged and maybe even entitled. Believe me, some of them even have, they need me. I don't need them. If they don't need you, why are you there? If you don't need them, why are you there? You know you need them coins to get some clothes to go back to school to buy your uniforms. Or you need some coins in your pocket and your parents told you if you don't get out there and make it this summer, you aren't going to get it. So don't act like you don't need it. And young people, don't. When you see people like this on your job, just pull away from them. Don't walk hand in hand with them. Don't walk arm in arm with them. Don't be, when they have thoughts like that, not good work ethics or whatever, and they're trying to do something dirty, call it clean, like my husband say, they can't be your cup buddy. They can't be your buddy. Not if you're trying to live a righteous, godly life and you see your coworkers doing things shady. Okay? I don't care how much you want some friends, God will send you friends. You don't have to hook up with the wrong ones. You don't have to do what is wrong to get something that you want. God has all the money in the world. He can release money to you from a source you have no idea. He can give you favor with the supervisors. He can give you favor with people that you don't even know. He will raise up, if it takes him raising up somebody to bless you, somebody that you don't even know because you're walking right before him, he will do it. Let me tell you what I know. He will do it. You don't have to bow your knee. When we talked about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the king said, when the music start playing, everybody is to bow. And they told themselves, oh, no, we don't bow. We won't bow. We will not give in. Oh, yes, it made some people upset. But you know what? When the king saw that their God did not allow the flames to burn them up and did not allow them to be destroyed, it turned the king's heart. And the king ended up saying himself, oh, worship the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because he's a true and living God. And young people, when you stand up for God, when you stand up for what is right, God got your back. Believe you me, I'm talking what I know. I live these experiences. When I share something with you, I'm not talking just off the top of my head. I've seen how God will bring somebody into your life that you've never even seen before and give you favor just because of the godly stand you take. And when you take a stand for the Lord, God will stand with you and God will have your back. When it's things that you need, God, I don't care if he had to bring somebody from East Jibiffy, someplace we don't know, people they don't know, you don't know. But God knows everybody. He knows the deep sentiments of your heart and how much you want to serve him and live for him. And he will bless you. Hallelujah. He will bless your socks off. Just give God a chance, young people. Hallelujah. Live for the Lord. Live for Jesus. Other things in life will come back and bite you in the butt. But living for Jesus won't. It just gets better and better and better, and he gets sweeter and sweeter. Live for him just gets more and more, and just, oh, my gosh, it just gets so wonderful. Hallelujah. If living for Jesus was like chicken, eating fried chicken, oh, my goodness, you'd be licking your fingers all day long. You ever taste something and you just, wow, that was good. I want some more of that. This is just how, that's how living for the Lord is. That's how reading the word of God is. It's just that you never, never, ever get full. You just want to live for him and just, oh, my goodness, just you just want to stay in his word. You just want to just enjoy him all day long. That's how good Jesus is, young people. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you. God will have your back when you're going through whatever you're going through. Hallelujah. He's taking me almost, you're almost through. Got a few more weeks for the summer to be passed over. At the end of next month, you'll be going back to school. Get all of Jesus you can. Hallelujah. During the summer. Hallelujah. Enjoy the summer. Give God some time and watch God bless you with the things that you need. When you honor God, God will honor you. It may seem like, hey, look, hey, I didn't get the job I wanted. I didn't get this. But you honor God. Don't be weary in well-doing. You do, if you weren't able to get a job, be a help to your parents. Be a help to your household. Be a help to anybody, everybody you can be a help to. And watch God bless you with what you need. He's not going to see you standing in need or being in need of something, and he's seeing you help everybody, and then you be without. God will come through for you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Please get up early enough in the morning that you can bless the Lord and be on the prayer call. Hallelujah. Get a scripture tonight so that you can, when you call in the morning, you can share a scripture with everybody. That number to call in the morning is 720-527-5952. And then they'll ask you for your access code. And that access code is 103-4545. And then you press the pound sign. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for listening. See you in the morning. Back to you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peters. And I just want to piggyback on what you said. Three things that you need to remember, young people. Three letters. TSD. You're working or wherever you are. If it's not yours, don't take it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not true, don't say it. And if it's not right, don't do it.
Amen.
TSD. God bless you. Thank you again, Pastor Peter.
Thank you, Pastor.
God adds signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner on tonight, to them that believe.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now, and even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory.
1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. God behind you says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on this day. We remember you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he returned to the Lord. He declared that this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said to bring you in remembrance that we may plead together and that we may be justified. And we are justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, therefore, Father God, we say what you said. God, we boldly say what you said. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. As the diseases of Egypt of the world shall not overtake you. When I see the blood, we thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today. Thank you, Jesus.
Every time we take the bread, Lord,
we
do.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our perceptive mistakes, our so far as the Savior. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us. As we speak, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of Elijah and Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, sits the Bible and know about, brings the north, makes the north, and brings the new, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, any spelling, and hectic, and infection. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spelling, and hectic, and infection. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, our Jesus and power, seven, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on tonight. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our families and our bonus families, according to Job chapter 22, verse 37 and
28.
Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, based in the image of God.
Full of integrity and truth.
Mighty fingers in Jesus' name.
Lean
spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're people of ministry. We're fightful ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful. Now to heaven's able to keep us from falling, and to live faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I need to ask you a question. I know you think busy. I don't want to take advantage of you, but I just need to ask you one question. May I see that?
Yes,
what time will be?
Time for word, Pastor Bird.
Thank you. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your words. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I
have.
Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit of God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness, and let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, hallelujah, we curse you from the wounded command you rebound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of the seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And everyone said,
amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Before we go any further, I think you need to read the addresses.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Acts 1, verse 8. John 3, verse 3. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 17 and 18. 1 John 4 and 4. Romans 8. Eighth chapter, verse 11, and Matthew
16:19. Praise God. Thank you very much. The body did they say Mokosha? Yeah, hey, Mahaha. There was a man named John. He was sent by God to change this country, to change every country in the world.
Thank you, Jesus.
He was sent by God to do some specific things that would shake up the fabric of every nation on the earth. Hallelujah. He was born April 17th, 1837. And he died March 31st, 1913. Not the same John you were thinking about, is that right?
I think so.
His name was John Pierpont Morgan. His legacy has left the largest bank in the world, J.P. Morgan Chase.
Mm.
But there's another story behind J.P. Morgan. In about 1881, 1882, he enlisted a fellow named Thomas Alva Edison to bring electrical power to his house, his mansion in New York. I think he had about 43 light bulbs in his house. He needed to electrify all of those light bulbs. His house was the first residential use of electrical power in this nation. Glory to God. And he could say boldly to the rest of the world, to the very least the rest of this nation, I got the power. I got the power. For a few minutes tonight, I want to share a message entitled, I've Got the Power. I want you to tell a neighbor, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
I've got the power.
I got the power.
Tell another neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Hey, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
I've got the power.
I've got the power.
See, some of y'all folk are walking around calling yourself Christians, but you act like a weak-kneed people, like you don't have enough strength to do anything. But I got news for you. You got the power. I don't care if you're 5 or 50 and you're giving yourself over to the Lord. When you do that, the very moment you do that, you get anointed of God. God anoints you with some power. But that's not enough. That just gets you in the door. That's just something you get thrown over your shoulder when you come through the door. Can you read the first scripture, please, dear?
Hallelujah. Acts 1:8. Hallelujah. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
When you get this power, y'all, you'll be able to show forth your power in Baltimore, in Maryland, in the United States, and the uttermost parts of the world, because you got the power. Say this, I got the power.
I got the power.
You notice what it says? After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. There's some extra power you need.
Mm-hmm.
In some translations, the word power in this particular scripture is dunamis. Comes from the word dynamite. And if you don't believe dynamite is powerful, take a stick of dynamite, light it, and stand there. We'll see you over in glory.
Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I will need you to say that. I've got the power.
I've got the power.
Y'all need to say that with attitude. Not arrogance, but confidence. You got the power, y'all. You say, well, how can I get this power? The first thing you got to do, read next scripture.
Hallelujah. Next scripture, John 3:3. Hallelujah. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
You got to be born again. You want this power?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be born again.
Me.
The sorcerer wanted the power, but he had to be born again. He tried to ask Peter, can you give me this power? I'll give you some money. You got to be born again. Yeah, some folk will fake it. They will fake a lot of stuff, but you can't fake the real power of the Holy Ghost.
Nothing like you, Lord.
No. Because, see, when you get the Holy Ghost, you got to be born again. That gets you in line for the Holy Ghost, the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Read the next scripture.
Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Hallelujah. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
You get into God. You take your rusty self and get yourself into Jesus, and anything that was messing you up, anything that was holding you back from prosperity, everything that was tying you up, everything that was blocking your promotion, everything that was coming against you, your hallelujah will suddenly seem small in the light of the fact that you have become a new creature, hallelujah, a new creation, hallelujah. The old things, the old temper, the old sins, the old ways of doing stuff, the old ways of cheating and all that stuff you used to, they're gone now. And behold, all things are new. The way you think, the way you talk, the way you walk. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You a new creation. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord, y'all. My Shakara. Oh, you can boldly say, I got the power. Let me hear you say, I got the power. Give me another scripture here.
Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians, is that 2 Corinthians 5:17?
Yes, that is.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 5:17. Thank you, Jesus.
That's how Paul quotes it. 2
Corinthians 5:17 says, did I just read that one?
Oh, you must have just read that one. Go to the next one.
Okay, Mark 16. Hallelujah. 17 and 18.
Oh, wait, baby, before you go, say this, y'all. I got the power. And then you say, what power do I have? Go ahead and read that.
Hallelujah. He that all these signs, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues.
Come on now.
They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them.
Come on now.
They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
That's power, buddy. Hallelujah, glory to God. You done left, hallelujah. When you accept Christ in your life, you're not no longer a brother trouble. You're no longer sister tragedy. Hallelujah. You are close to God. You are more than a conqueror. Romans 8:37. Hallelujah. You have power. What's that? Mark, what's that? 16, 17, and 18. Was that what?
Yes.
Hallelujah. You have all of that power, y'all. And say it again. I've got the power. See, you got to understand that you got it. It's in you. Because Christ is in you, the hope of glory. Yes, sometimes we go to others to have them pray for us, but guess what? You got the power. You can pray for yourself. Hallelujah. Then you can find a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word to touch and agree with you. They got to be full of faith like you are. You don't want to go and have somebody touch and agree and they don't believe that the sun is going to shine tomorrow. They don't believe that Jesus rose from the dead. And you're going to go to them to touch and agree with you? You're making a big mistake. Somebody told me that 10 times zero is what?
Zero.
100 times zero is what?
Zero.
1,000,000 times zero is what?
Zero.
So you can have all the faith you want, and you go to someone that has no faith, and say, can you touch and agree? Thank God for the spirit of discernment. Glory to God. You must pick who you go to if you want someone to touch and agree. But you got the power. Lay hands on yourself. A sister sitting up there with pain in your body right now, and you're waiting for the broadcast to get over so you can call somebody to pray. You pray for yourself right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you said, beloved, I wish your brother all things, thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prosper. My soul is prospering right now. Heal this body right now. Body, come in line. Talk to your body. Come in line with the word of God right now. Come in line with the word of God right now. Give me another scripture here.
Hallelujah.
What's your cup?
1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children.
Stop. You're God's child. You heard? You got the power. Say, I got the power.
I got the power.
I remember Pastor Pete. You remember this? Was a commercial on, I don't know what it was that was selling. But women were walking down the street, and they would say, I got the power. I got the power. I don't know what commercial that was.
Mm-hmm.
But they would say, I got the power. I got the power. They kept that. That was a campaign. Every time I looked at the channel, they had this commercial.
Mm.
Women walking. I got the power. I don't know what they were talking about. I can't I just remember women walking down the street saying, I got the power. But guess what? You can do that. Brother, you can say, I got the power. You can walk down the street. You can face the devil and face the I got the power, devil. Hallelujah. And I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I bind you in Jesus' name. But let's talk about sister, you can tell the internet, I got the power. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I got the power. Go ahead and read something here.
Hallelujah. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Greater is he that's in you, Sister Sadie. Sister Gertie, hallelujah. Sister Betty Proshakarada. Sister Kumi, hallelujah. Sister Tina Brokoshara. Sister Tiffany Brenda. Sister Beverly, greater is he that's in you. Sister Linda, hallelujah. Sister Joe, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I don't care what come against you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I don't care what the devil say. Greater is he that's in you than he's. You can tell the devil, I got the power.
Amen.
Oh, hey, Bobo Chakada. Yeah, hey. Go ahead. Now, give me another scripture.
Romans 8:11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you.
Do you know what that spirit is? It's called the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And if you got the Holy Ghost, Acts 1 and 8 said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You got the Holy Ghost, it done come on you. Guess what? You can proclaim to the world, I got the power. You can complain, you can proclaim to your family, I got the power. You can to proclaim to your community, I got the power. You can proclaim to your neighbors, I got the power. Hey, my mama, Give me another scripture.
Matthew 16:19. Thou will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
That devil don't even have that kind of power, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You say this again. I got the power. You got the power, y'all. Don't act like you don't. Because if you act like you don't, you won't. Go check Kitty there. You got to think the right thoughts. You got the power. That's what you ought to be thinking of. I got the authority. I got the authority of the believer. I got the power of the believer. What comes out of your mouth should be, hallelujah, faithful words.
Amen, amen.
Not words full of fear. Oh, I think this was happening. Oh, the cat died. The dog ran away from home. My husband left, took the wallpaper off the wall, took the ice trays out the refrigerator. Why is he taking the ice trays out of the refrigerator?
Oh, my God.
You want to do something? Take the whole refrigerator. But look here. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You got the power. You got the power. Lady riding through Jewel Park, you know how there's a little road that goes through, that's kind of like a throughway a little bit? And for some reason, her car stopped. And she pulled, or I guess a side road to get out of the traffic. And some guys came. And she was kind of fearful. And said, oh, we help you pop the hood. And she popped the hood. And they did some things over there and stuff. And they told her, look, I think you need to call your husband or call somebody because there's nothing we can do. And God took his, he bought a bag, must have bought a bag or something over there, but he took his stuff and they went into their vehicle and drove away. She began to pray, and she prayed. I know she began to pray. You're at night in the park in the dark. If I was in the park in the dark in a car that wouldn't start, I'd be praying. So I know she was praying, and she turned the key, and the car started. She said, praise the Lord. She drove her vehicle all the way home, parked in the driveway. You called her husband to come out to take a look at the car because it stopped on her. And he came out and said, baby, I'm glad you made it home. I popped the hood. He popped the hood. He looked at it. He shook his head. He shook his head again. He said, honey, where's your battery? There's no battery in the car. Don't tell me God can't answer prayer.
Amen, amen, amen.
How did she drive all that distance with no battery? Only God.
Only God.
I got the power. See, God gives you that power. He said so. Another story, real quick. This rookie in the army, his whole company, his company commander, always made fun of him because he was a religious guy. And they all made fun of him, and they kid him and just mock him and just got on his case bad. His company commander said, I'm going to fix him real good. Company commander said, look here, private, come here. See that Jeep over there? Yes, sir. Said, I want you to go, here are the keys, go drive that that bring it over here and park it over here. I can't drive. I don't know how to drive yet. I said, all right, do what you can. Here are the keys. Go over there and drive that car over and park it over here. Now, a lot of the soldiers in the company were in on the joke. They knew what was going on. He walked over to the vehicle, got in. This poor private, a rookie private, hallelujah. He got in, tried to start it, and then it finally started. And he drove the vehicle as best he could, and he parked it where the captain told him to park it. The captain's eyes were big. His mouth was agape. There were people in the who knew what the joke was were crying, and some actually got down on their knees. I'm almost certain that they did. That wasn't in the story that I read, but I'm almost certain that they did. And the young private couldn't understand what was going on. Even the captain, I believe the captain had tears in his eyes. He said, what's going on? I said, sir, come here and look at this. He walked the private over to the vehicle and put up the hood. No engine in the vehicle. No engine in the vehicle. And he drove the vehicle and parked it where the captain wanted it parked. A Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, word of the word, got the power. You got the Holy Ghost, you got the power. What kind of power did he move that deep on? It was called Holy Ghost power. Somebody say, I got the power. Somebody say, I got the power. Hallelujah. Somebody say it again at home. I got the power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to turn it over to hallelujah. Pastor Peaches now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you need to be saying, I got the power? I got the power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I got the power. Yes, I will take it in at one time. I got the power. Say it one more time. I got the power. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for your word today, Lord. Hallelujah. Put our money up over here. We thank you, Lord, for the word that came forth today. Lord, we ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross. Yes, there's room at the cross.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
There may be somebody today who don't know Jesus in the parking of their seat. Now is the time so you can get that power too. You must be, you gotta be. You gotta be born again. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for those hearts that have been fixed. We thank you, Lord, for the new listeners, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for those who have come to a fork in the road and decision-making time has arrived.
Put the hands right there.
Hallelujah. Will you accept Christ? Or will you go on doing what you've been doing and getting what you've been getting? Or will you accept Christ and get the power?
Come on, let's sing that one more time.
And you can boldly say, I got the power.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Pastor Peter, are you there?
Yes, sir. Your music kind of loud. What were you saying, Pastor?
Be the sinner's prayer.
Hallelujah.
That got their hearts ready.
Thank you, Jesus.
To receive.
Yes.
They're ready to receive right now.
Hallelujah.
Their hearts have been pricked.
Hallelujah.
They got to be born again. They want this power. But they got to be born again. So stuff can change in their life. One of the things that is a definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. It's time for a change. It's time to be born again.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and save me from my sins. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ died and he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Lord God, now make you my Lord and Savior. It's as simple as that. Hallelujah. And if you repeated that prayer, you're now saved. Hallelujah. You have crossed over from death unto life. Hallelujah. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven. Hallelujah. Rejoice over one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Join us in the morning. Hallelujah. Prayer line. 720. Hallelujah. 527-5952. The access code 1034545. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you'd like to have a Bible, hallelujah, contact us. Hallelujah, with the word of God so you'll be able to read every day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give us a call. Hallelujah. Join us through 7 a.m. in the morning. Hallelujah. Just be encouraged in the Lord. Yes. Yes, God can do anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless him, because he's the only one. The only one. Come on, David. Let's do it one more time. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Yeah. Everybody clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands. Come on and catch your feet. 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 Because only God can do it. Only God can do it. Only God can do it. Come on and pray.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give
you peace.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Numbers 6:24.
Thank you.
God bless you. See you in the morning.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.